This is a Visionary Communications production. Welcome to this accessibility review of Doctor Who Series 2 DVD Boxed Set. This is an accessible DVD production produced by the BBC with assistance from the Royal National Institute of the Blind in London. My name is Tim Noonan, and I'm very pleased to be able to demonstrate to you this accessible DVD set and tell you a little about it. I'm holding the DVD boxed set in my hands. It's the size of a medium-sized book, perhaps a small dictionary, for example, and it comes in a transparent plastic sleeve which the box can slide out of. So I'm going to slide the box out now. And what's interesting about the packaging is that it is very tactile. It has what feels a bit like a vinyl record texture on the front and back surfaces, although the grooves run in straight lines rather than in circles. But as you can hear as I move my fingers and fingernails across it, it's a very distinctive tactile surface. I'm assuming, but I don't know, that this is particular for this DVD release and not something that is characterised for all BBC productions. In the box are two trifold DVD storage containers that fold out, so there's six discs in all. So I'm just taking one of these. There's no tactile labelling on them that I can find that says that this is discs 1 to 3 or discs 4 to 6. So I'm just going to take one of them and hope that I put the correct DVD into the drive. So I'm putting it onto the tray, and I'm now going to close the drawer of my DVD player and let's see what happens. I've got my sound system turned on and I'm sitting quite close to the center speaker, so hopefully we'll hear the music in any of the output that is produced. Closing the drawer now. Okay, the DVD is spinning up. You might hear a click as my
Doctor Who Series 2, Disc 4.
Now that's a pretty impressive start. I actually know now that I do have the wrong disc in, but I'm going to continue because I'm eager to have a look at the menus and to show you how they work. So at this stage, I haven't done anything special. I've just closed the CD drive, it's spun up, and it's automatically presented this information. I don't have the television on, so I don't even know what's going on screen.
To select audio navigation, press Enter now.
I'm going to do that.
To select an option, use the arrow keys and then press Enter. There are four options. Play all.
Okay, we are now in the first menu, the starting menu for this DVD, and all I've done since putting the disc into the drive is to push the Enter key, which I guessed was the correct key because it had arrow keys around it, and that activated the audio menus as I was requested to do. And everything else has just happened as a matter of course. What you will find in a moment is that as I press the up and down arrows on the DVD drive, the DVD player, that it will actually announce each of the menu options, and then to select a particular option, we just need to press the Enter key. So it's told us the first option, which was to play all, but I'm going to go right through the first menu. It will wrap around back to the top. So I'm pressing down arrow now.
Episode select.
Episode select.
Audio options.
Audio options, and we'll have a look into that menu in just a moment.
Subtitles.
Subtitles.
Play all.
And play all is where we started. Why don't we go through, we might
Episode select.
You might have a quick look at episode select next because it is the first choice after play all. So I'm going to press the Enter key.
There are four options. Episode 8. Episode 9.
So I pressed the down arrow and it then spoke episode 9. So it does automatically voice the first menu choice once you enter the menu.
Episode 10.
Okay, there's three episodes at least.
Back to main menu.
And back to main menu. So I'll press enter, which will take us back to where we started.
There are four options.
Okay, I'm going to arrow down.
Audio options.
Now we're going to go into audio options and have a little listen in there.
There are five options. Turn feature audio on.
Now I'm not sure if there are five options, we'll just double check this, but turn feature audio on is the first choice. Now what that means is, from experimentation I've determined that that is the standard 5.1 surround sound audio without audio descriptions.
Turn commentary on.
Turn commentary on, that's basically where the various episodes are played to screen, but an alternative soundtrack with the producers and directors, where they describe how they've made it and they talk to the episode, but not so much in terms of the plot, in terms of the production approaches they took, the challenges, etc.
Turn audio description on.
So this is a very interesting feature and a very useful feature. It is on some DVDs, but when you don't have talking menus, it's not necessarily easy to find. So if I were to press the enter key now, it would enable the audio description track. And we'll have a demonstration of that shortly.
Back to main menu.
And back to main menu. So I'm going to activate audio description.
Turn feature audio on.
I'm arrowing down.
Turn commentary on.
And again.
Turn audio description on.
And now I'm going to press the enter key.
Back to main menu.
Now, whenever you press the enter key within a submenu, it then takes you to the back to main menu choice. So you press the enter key a second time, and that will take us back to the main menu.
There are four options.
What I'll say... Thank you. What I will tell you about the menu, for example, the audio menu, is that the status of menu choices is not announced. So that's why it says, just turn this on or turn that on. You don't actually know which of them is on. You therefore are best to go through and select the item you want, then go to the main menu knowing that that's what's said. I would imagine the default is to have the standard feature 5.1 audio, but I have now enabled, as you heard, the audio description. Now, if you're not familiar with what audio description is, the basic concept is this, that the dialogue that occurs between different actors on screen does tell you a lot of what's going on. But there are certainly context things, such as a description of the space that the people are in, someone arriving, the TARDIS smashing into a building, or whatever, that aren't described and aren't referred to. So we're now at the main menu, and the first option was play all. What that does is to allow you to hear one episode, then the next, and then the next. Well, that's my understanding. So I'm going to press the enter key to see what happens. Now, for this audio review, I have actually taken some sound grabs rather than using the microphones here, so I may well edit through those at various points in this review so that you can, if you're using headphones, get a bit more of a sense of exactly how the whole thing sounds. So I'm pressing enter now, and the CD's DVD is spinning up.
The TARDIS materialises in a small enclosed space surrounded by stacks of crates.
What's wrong though? She's sort of queasy. Indigestion, like she didn't want to land.
Well, if you think that's going to be trouble, we could always get back inside and go somewhere else.
Oh, it's a sanctuary base. Deep space exploration. We've gone way out. And listen to that. Underneath. Someone's drilling.
Welcome to hell.
Oh, it's not that bad.
No. Over there.
It's graffitied on a wall.
Hold on. What does that say?
Numerous characters are written underneath the graffiti in columns.
It's weird, it won't translate.
And here is a further snippet of audio description from the Christmas Invasion episode.
The Christmas Invasion by Russell T. Davies. The doctor's unconscious in bed.
Here we go. Tina the cleaner's got this lodger, medical student, and she was fast asleep, so I just took it. Shh.
Looking grim, Rose puts a stethoscope to the right side of the doctor's chest. She listens to the left side.
Both working.
What do you mean, both?
Well, he's got two hearts.
Oh, don't be stupid.
He has.
Anything else he's got two hearts?
Leave him alone.
Okay, so that's the audio description. As you heard, as soon as the program started, you heard a description of the environment. What I'm going to do is to bring... I'm going to press one of the buttons. I don't even know what button it is on my DVD player. But I know that what it does do is bring me back to the main menu.
There are four options.
Here we are.
Play all.
So I'm going to go back into...
Audio options.
Into audio options. Pressing enter.
There are five options. Turn feature audio on.
I'm turning feature audio on by pressing the enter key.
Back to main menu.
And I'm going back to the main menu.
There are four options. Play all.
And I'm going to play all. And this should give us the same basic episode content without the audio description. So this is the standard audio.
What's wrong, though? She's sort of queasy. Indigestion, she didn't want to learn.
No, if you think that's going to be trouble, we could always get back inside and go somewhere else.
Now, what you won't be able to tell from this stereo recording of the review itself and through the microphones is that the soundscape, the reality and the presence that you hear from the full 5.1 surround sound version of this DVD is somewhat different and a lot larger and more immersive than is the audio description version. So, for example, there's more echo. You can actually hear the sound of the space as they talk in this chamber. You can hear their voices echoing from the back speakers, etc. That is somewhat lost because with the audio description track, what they've done is they've taken the stereo version of the soundtrack and dubbed on top of that the audio description. They've reduced the volume of the background and ambient noises at various points so the audio description is clearer, and then they bring the volume back up again after the description has been given. Getting back to my previous point, there is somewhat a loss of quality of the overall soundscape when you use the audio description. That will only really be noticeable if you have a full surround sound home theatre setup, such as I do. I particularly like the surround sound that comes with a good movie, particularly if I'm watching a DVD with sighted friends. I feel like I'm being able to experience a bit more of the movie than I otherwise would if it was just two-channel sound. While my friends are getting the full visual impact, at least the soundscapes in modern movies can be quite captivating. So when you enable the audio description, you do in fact lose some of that because you're only really getting the center channel or the front two channels, and you don't get full surround sound, and you certainly don't get that high fidelity. But I guess the important thing is that you have choice. You can listen to the original feature audio, particularly if you're watching the DVD with sighted friends, or you can listen to the audio description version, get a good portion of the soundscape, but be very clear what's going on. Particularly with a series like this, you may find it difficult to find friends that would want to watch the whole series with you. So for solo viewing, listening, this is a fantastic capability. The only thing I'm a bit sad about is that this is series 2 of Doctor Who, and series 1 definitely doesn't have all of the accessibility features that this DVD boxed set does. For example, it doesn't have the audio labelling of each DVD, and it definitely doesn't have the audio menus that are available on this DVD boxed set. My understanding is that this is the first commercial mainstream availability of menus that are self-voicing on DVDs. I know that WGBH in the US have prepared a couple of DVDs, mostly documentaries, that do implement talking menus, but the BBC has really done a lot of work in conjunction with the Royal National Institute of the Blind, to make this boxed set very accessible. So as I was saying, the only sad thing is that this is Series 2, and Series 1 doesn't have those features. Whether it has audio description available on the DVD set, I don't know. Hopefully it does, but I haven't got that available for evaluation. This review has been based on the Australian Roadshow release of Doctor Who Series 2. In other countries, the release date and the accessibility may vary. In closing, I'd have to say that this is a very, very exciting move, an exciting release. I think the BBC and RNIB should be very proud of the quality of the product they've produced for us. I think it's exciting this is available in the shops. You may not hear this in time for Christmas. If you do, it would make a fantastic Christmas present. But whatever way you look at it, or listen to it, as the case may be, this is a stellar production from BBC, and I'm hoping it's the first of many, and that other publishers will follow suit and prepare audiovisual materials that are accessible both through vision and through hearing. This has been a Visionary Communications production. Your presenter was Tim Noonan. My email address is tim@timnoonan.com.au. tim@timnoonan.com.au. Visionary Communications is the live and recorded presentations arm of Tim Noonan Consulting, Proprietary Limited. For the technically curious, this review is produced using the following equipment. The recorder was the Plextalk PTR2. The microphones, Core Sound binaural microphones used in non-binaural mode, mounted on a pair of sunglasses. The post-production software was American Printing House's Studio Recorder.